Welcome to this video by Elevate Care Insights. My name is Gradle, and today we're going to look at the concept of extra care, known locally as flexicare housing schemes. So the definition of extra care, also referred to as flexicare, is a type of housing and care service tailored to individuals who need support with daily tasks but wish to live independently. This model combines the privacy of individual accommodation with access to possible on-site care and communal facilities. The definition of flexicare by local authorities goes further and says, flexicare housing provides people with more support than sheltered housing and more independence than a residential care home. They live in their own flats with the privacy of their own front door, but have care available 24 hours a day if they need it. Age group. Extra care housing caters to a wide age range, accommodating adults of varying ages who require support due to physical disabilities, mental health conditions, learning disabilities, or age-related issues. Specific needs. The services offered within extra care housing cater to a range of specific needs, including assistance with personal care, medication management, meal preparation, housekeeping, and social activities. The level of support is tailored to each resident's individual requirements, determined through comprehensive assessments and ongoing reviews. Features. Extra care housing typically comprises self-contained apartments or bungalows equipped with assistive technology and safety features to support independent living. Residents have access to communal facilities such as lounges, dining areas, gardens, and activity rooms, fostering a sense of community and social engagement. Extra care housing can also include large buildings that offer the same type of provision. Availability. Extra care housing schemes are established in various regions across the UK, with different local authorities and housing providers offering these services. Availability may vary depending on the area, with some boroughs having multiple extra care housing developments, while others may just have a few. Accessing services. Individuals interested in accessing extra care, flexicare housing can inquire with their local social services departments or housing authority. These authorities maintain information about available schemes, eligibility criteria, and the application process. Prospective residents may undergo assessments to determine their suitability for extra care housing and the level of support required. So if you are a provider of domiciliary care services or supported living services, or you're thinking of setting up those, this part of the video will help you to understand what the detail of setting up extra care housing entails. Partnerships and funding. Setting up extra care housing often involves collaboration between housing providers, local authorities, healthcare organisations, and charitable foundations. Providers may need to secure funding through grants, government subsidies, or private investment to finance the development and operation of the housing schemes. Site selection and development. Providers must identify suitable sites for extra care housing developments, considering factors such as accessibility, proximity to amenities, and community infrastructure. The development process may involve acquiring land, obtaining planning permission, and constructing or renovating buildings to meet the needs of residents. Design and construction. The design of extra care housing should prioritise accessibility, safety, and comfort for residents, with varying care needs. Architects and designers may collaborate with healthcare professionals and accessibility experts such as OTs and physios to ensure that the housing units and the communal spaces meet relevant standards and guidelines. Partnership with care providers. Extra care housing providers often work in partnership with care agencies or social care providers to deliver on-site support services to residents. Establishing partnership with reputable care providers ensures that residents receive high quality care and support tailored to their individual needs. So if you are an existing domiciliary care agency and you want to get into supported living to offer extra care, then you need to think about how will you separate your care component from your housing component. This is a key test so that you can ensure that when you set up and go forward that you are able to offer both of these services and hence offer flexi care housing. Regulatory compliance. Providers must ensure that extra care housing developments comply with relevant regulations and standards, including building codes, health and safety requirements, and accessibility guidelines, depending on the jurisdiction. Extra care housing is subject to oversight by regulatory bodies such as the Care Quality Commission, CQC in England, if it is linked to the provision of personal care. As always, please do like, subscribe, and hit the notification button.